And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. And we have a great show for you today. We got Captain Tim Ekstrom of the Royal Star hanging out with us this morning, talking fishing. We're having a great time. Going to be a great one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo, and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more, or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Here we go. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time this morning with Captain Tim Ekstrom this evening. Morning, Tim.
Morning.
Good to have you here. Well, so for right now, it's just Tim and I. Pete will potentially be joining us, certainly going to be calling us soon, but just doing the very safe thing. He, you know, had no problem with us letting us know he probably 100% vine, but potentially got exposed to somebody that had COVID, so just playing it safe, and he's going down to go get a test right now, and hopefully that comes back negative, and he joins us later in the show and probably join us by phone. But in the meantime, we're hanging out, talking fishing, man. It's good to have you, bro.
And here we are in the beautiful news studio of Pete's office down here at the Landing. God, what a beautiful view. What a beautiful day. We have so much to celebrate from this incredible season, the fishing, just the opportunities we've had to I mean, we think of how amazing it is that we not only, you know, just dealing with this whole pandemic and the nightmare of it, which we've covered that plenty.
Yeah, exactly.
But the fishing opportunities and how we've again expanded the fishery, that bluefin opportunity that was out offshore, all those big yellowfin, I mean, the weather, the proximity, it gets better and better every year. Think about that. Like, here we are in 2020, and just the conventional wisdom is, oh, you know, as the world, you know, gets bigger, more people, you know, well, it just gets worse and worse, and, you know, fishing opportunities dwindle, so on and so forth. And here we are, like, what is this? Dude. Year 30 of my career, that it just keeps getting better and better. How can it get better? I don't know. We're going to find out next year.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
We would have said those exact same words at this exact time last year. How on earth are we ever going to top that? And then this year happened.
Right.
And it was. I mean, it was that good.
And it was like exponentially better this year. You throw in that, I keep thinking about the yellowfin component that was out there. And remember in the beginning of the season, it starts out, it's like, oh, these are beautiful fish, like 25 to 35 pounders, a few 40, 50 pounders in there. And then a new wave of fish moved in, the bigger ones were always there and showed up. But all of a sudden you're getting 50 to 70 pounders with some 90 pounders in the mix. It went straight.
That's crazy.
3 weeks, 4 weeks, every yellowfin you caught was a 50 to 70 pounder, you know, drifting offshore here 30 miles, 50 miles, 100 miles west of San Diego, L.A. It's just beautiful. She's big old, you know, Guadalupe size, Vallejos Rock size yellowfin. Why go anywhere else?
Yeah, you put your gear on board the Royal Star the morning of your trip. Like, you better be strapping your rods and reels together, because there was a very good shot. You were catching fish the same afternoon you boarded the boat.
Almost every trip.
So cool.
And not, I mean, we had, I just recalling, you know, going down cataloging the trip after trip. But this 1 4-day trip we left on, we were 18 miles from the point, and it was foamers as far as the eye could see, you know, fish jumping, and it was that mixed yellowfin. That was in July. It was that 25 to 40-pound yellowfin and that 25 to 50-pound bluefin, just as far as the eye could see, just foamer after foamer for miles.
Yeah.
And that fish didn't get touched. You think about that.
Right.
It kind of faded away.
Right.
Like, where the hell did it go? What happened to it? I mean, that was like the July, August fish, and it just kind of, you know, went wherever it goes. It'd go up the coast. It'd go outside, because it certainly didn't get caught.
Yeah.
You know, a few of them got caught by sport boats, but the rest of it is just healthy and happy and swimming somewhere ready for next year.
Because you guys were busy on 70 to 120-pound bluefins and then 200 to 300, you know, like.
Right. That was just the opening.
That's what piqued your interest.
Yeah. That was the opening. Volleys, like, okay, guys, you know, you got that out of our system. Let's go for the real ones.
Yeah, exactly.
They're another 70 miles west. You know, we're gonna have a 7-hour long steam over. You know,
exactly.
That was, again, how fantastic is that? And all of our longer trips, our standard summer trip, once we get into the August, September time frame, we've got a few shorter ones in there, but the majority of our trips are that Saturday to Saturday 7-day. How phenomenal was that opportunity you didn't have to go anywhere?
Yeah.
You know, and you think, wow, that's a long time. Well, you mix and match. You anchor up in the bank. You go down and fish the coast for a day. But the beauty of it was almost no travel time.
Right.
None. It was 100% time invested at the rail, 100% of the time fishing. And, you know, those big ones outside, you know, they have their up and down days. So you're out there on a down day, whatever, you know, you got tomorrow, you got the
next
day. And, you know, you pick your way along until you hit the right one.
You guys always seem to do such a good job of mixing in other stuff. You know, the bluefin stole the show. Let's be real. I mean, when there's 70 to 370-pound bluefin, of course, that's what you're going to focus on. But it seemed like trip after trip, you guys always had big yellows in the mix with it. You had freezer fish to go with it. You had big yellowfins to go with. Like, it seemed like every time you guys did such a good job of being able to mix in whatever else. And yellowtail specifically, that's what always seems. Every time I'd see you guys with a big bluefin catch, there was always like, where all those yellows come from? You know, there was always really good yellowtail fishing to go along with it.
It's that variety component. It, in my opinion, and you know, we all run our boats how we run them. That's how we roll. I always say, and I've probably written it 100 times over the past 20 years on the website, it's variety, quantity, and quality.
Yeah.
You know, sufficient quantity. But that variety component, to me, not just in the species that you're targeting, but the scenery, too.
Totally.
I mean, that adds such a valuable part, you know, component to any successful trip. And even steaming down the coast, I mean, the beautiful, wild Baja coast, which where in the world, you know, other than, I don't know, you know, whatever, down there in the middle of nowhere, you know, Africa or Chile or something like that. But where can you go in this day and age and just see such a remote,
not see anybody,
almost untouched part of the world?
Yeah, you're totally right about that.
And you just go for miles and miles. I mean, you travel all day long, and you see an occasional fish camp here and there. But otherwise, that coast is the same as it's been for, you know, 100 years, 1,000, 10,000 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And the fact that, again, going back to that, when you have a little bit longer trip, you have the ability to allocate time to exactly that.
Right.
And everybody digs. I can always tell we're steaming down the coast, you know, we're up the coast, and the boat's leaning on that side because everybody's lined up. Everybody's looking
cool
at the coast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can
totally
feel it. Everybody's on the rail over there watching and looking at it. I mean, it really... this has been such an incredible opportunity this year. And again, to make something so good of all this potential, you know, grief and craziness that was going on around us, I can't tell you how obvious it was when everybody would get on the boat and just... You just see the weight of the world melt off everyone's shoulders.
And how much we need that this year.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. It was like the most cathartic experience.
I'll bet
it's
it was.
Like, it's like, wait a minute, the world actually is right.
Yeah.
It's okay. You know what I mean? We're out here, we're fishing, the world is still on its axis, you know, once we get away from all the white noise and crap that's going on the air and the news and everything else. It's like you just go out and engage in the pure joy of just fishing.
Man.
Hanging out with some good friends, like-minded people who just are out there to you know, breathe the fresh air, catch a few fish, just live life.
Pandemics, elections, news channels, everything, that all goes away the second you clear the bait receiver.
Yeah, I wrote something about it on our website a couple times. It's like people exercising their fundamental right of the pursuit of happiness. That's what we're doing out there.
No doubt.
Right?
You wouldn't, none of us knew what to expect when, I remember Doug and I talking about a bunch, you know, when all of a sudden everything was shut down. It's like, well, what is this going to mean for us and the store and the fleet and everything else? And then, boy, you turn around and you put on a show of fish like we had. It was the best you could ever ask for.
Yeah, and
it was so much great opportunity, and it was shared by everybody, and it was close, and it was just a win that the fleet really deserved.
I think so. Well, I think everybody needed it too,
yeah.
and even more. You know, for us, obviously, we're sitting here talking to fishing from that perspective. Yeah, our fleet was such an incredible beneficiary. But more important to me is the fact that, again, so many people have an opportunity to go out there and get the weight of the world off their shoulders and do something they love and get outside. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess, by definition, we were quarantined on the boat, right? We're all together.
Yeah,
here we are.
That's pretty cool.
Not getting on, getting off. But anyway, to have the opportunity, because like you were saying, at the beginning of the season, it was a little dubious whether or not we were going to get to run.
Sure.
And you know, my hat is off big time to everybody in this fleet who did such an incredible job of maintaining a safe environment out there, just proving that it can be done. It can be done safely, and that, you know, it didn't start some massive. I mean, a couple times where somebody got sick in the boat, it's going to happen. It happened every other year.
It's never not happened.
That's right. It's not like this year is any different. You know, somebody brings a cold on the boat and it goes around, but it didn't happen on the scale that we had originally anticipated.
Right.
I mean, we always kept an empty room, you know, the quarantine zone. We were really ready to manage something if it ever manifested, but it never did.
That's great.
Which, you know, I know a couple guys had a few cases here and there, but overall, you think about it for the potential, or especially for what we were hearing on the airwaves. I mean, you think it was a damn zombie apocalypse, but you know, it just didn't happen.
Yep.
And thank goodness, because again, that maintained that much much strength in our ability to provide a safe, great thing to do.
And it provides confidence for everybody going forward. I mean, we went through, you know, the quote-unquote worst of it, and everybody did great. All the extra sanitation and all the protocols that everybody adopted, it just showed, hey, we're all good. This is a safe place. Let's go fishing.
Exactly.
And,
yeah, we can manage it. We go out and still have a, you know, live our life and have a great time and come back with amazing stories of, I mean, this, we get into this as we go. I mean, that fishing this year on those big ones, I mean, in a lot of ways, but those big ones were just, just beyond words. Some of those days we saw, not just in the actual, I mean, the visuals of those fish coming up in those kite baits, the nighttime, the flatfall fishing. I've seen good flatfall, and I thought I had before this year. I mean, we had flatfall fishing, Ricky, that was, I remember somebody coming out, you know, we'd wake everybody up, like, you know, rallying the troops, because, I mean, it was good
fishing.
You're on
the PA, wake up, man,
yeah,
it's time.
They're solid on the meter, and I'm like, hey, you know, Skip, how do I do this? And I'm like, dude, just drop it in the water, man. He's like, yeah. And he's like, well, what do you miss? Just don't worry. You know, we got 10 going. I was just casting out, you know, just, and I turn around, and I am not kidding you. It was like the guy got, it was like casting a bait out on the corner.
Okay.
And putting it in gear and swinging. It happened that fast.
No.
dude, it was like 15 feet under the boat. Ooh, he's on. He's like, yeah, I guess it works, man. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah, looks like it.
I remember Blake coming in after a trip, and he's just looking at me, and he just shook his head. He kept saying, dude. Dude, and he said, dude, like four times. He was, it was that good. And he was saying guys would literally just drop it down and just lift and lower the rod like you were trying to catch a sculpin off the bottom, and a 200-pounder is eating your flatfall.
A bunch of times.
Over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just drifting upwind. I mean, the whole idea of the whole of flatfalling and all that, it's not new to us.
Right.
But again, we're expanding our knowledge, if you will, and it's kind of like like kite fishing used to be. I call it now like the fly fall is the great equalizer, because you don't have to be
Totally.
I mean, you know, Joe expert at it is definitely going to get his bites, but you know, the novice angler, it's his first long range trip from, you know, whatever, from Texas or something, who's never flatfalled. He's up there up the side. You drop it down to the mark on the reel where, you know, where you see him on the meter, and just, there he goes. He's up the side. And things, it almost looks like he's fly line, and you were drifting along at 15 knots of wind.
He's scoped out to forever.
Yeah, 900 feet, and there he goes.
That's so rad. I mean, you have spent a lot more time than most chasing big fish and going to, you know, thousand miles from home to experience a, you know, steady fishing on fish that are of triple digit size, you know, 100 pounders and even 200 pounders. And I mean, what was that like to have, you know, the culmination of these years to see fishing that good this close to home?
So I'll tell you what, it's funny. I can go back 10 years, 12 years, even longer now, because we all, I mean, it's undeniable, this trend where the ocean is like shifted north, you know, a couple hundred miles over, certainly over my career in fishing. You know, what used to happen down there on a annual basis, seasonal basis at 400 or 500 miles is now happening up here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we used to, but as this trend developed, we used to resist it. It's the long range guys, like, oh, we're long range, you know. It's like, I'm gonna, even though they're catching, you know, 50 to 70 pounders up here and it's the fall, you know, I'm still gonna go to the ridge and, you know, that particular year, whatever, slow down there and, you know, catch nothing because I'm on a 10-day and I can't fish up there. What I love about it now is that we've all adapted, and we've realized this happened long ago, but we've realized it doesn't matter where they're biting as long as they're biting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's been so gratifying. I go back to what we were talking about earlier. The amount of fishing time that we pack into
exactly
a trip is so much greater in today's day and age. And for me, I would much rather be the rail fishing than driving.
Oh, long range on the Royal Star is not about the distance that you go. It's that experience that you guys provide. It's the level of service and the level of food and the level of comfort and the level of, you know, crew member and knowledge and time and care for your fish. Like, the distance traveled is the farthest thing on the list.
Right. And
I hate to say it, but who cares? You're there for that experience.
Yeah, and I mean, the beauty of a long range trip is that if the fishing is far,
100%,
you have the ability to go to reach it. I mean, that was, you know, hence the long range.
Of course.
But if it's not far, what that provides is an opportunity to do what we were talking about, mix and match.
Yeah.
Do a few different things. It's like, cool, we got 3 days of bluefin fishing in, we got enough bluefin, we either got our limits or we got our limits of time at it, and we're over it. Let's go to the coast and fish for some yellowtail.
Yeah.
Let's look for that Dorado on kelp on the way down, you know, or the school of Dorado on kelps on the way down. And then, oh, we still got time. Hey, the last day, we've got our Dorado, we've got our yellowfin, we've got our bluefin, enough of all that. Hey, let's go pick a few reds on the last day just for the hell of it, because we can. Yeah, let's go into the coast and make some halibut drifts. One day, most of them were throwbacks, but the best halibut fishing, I just pull into this spot along the Baja coast, and it's like, this looks like a good spot for halibut, right? Ricky, we had 40 the first drift.
Come on.
We had like four going at one point. I'm like,
no way. How cool is that?
Yeah, this just looks like a good place for them.
And what's so fun about that is that was probably a trip that had, you know, multiple 100-pound fish in the hold, and that kind of stuff always is everybody's favorite. Or the thing that they talk, remember all that halibut fishing we had?
Absolutely.
I love stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's funny. It's like the rock cod thing. You think, the lottery trip, I never catch rock cod. You know, we're too good for that. You know, like, okay, we're going to set up, make a few drops on the way home. Okay, and everyone is at the rail. everyone.
Exactly.
And they're like feverishly whipping their rods, you know, getting the sinkers ready and, you know, rigging up a couple of hooks. Everybody loves it.
It's awesome.
You know, variety fishing, man.
No doubt about
love it.
Well, as you can hear, we've got a great show for you. I mean, so much to cover. Talking with Tim, talking Royal Star, and just everything. Fish processing, the great year we've had, what we're coming up on. It's just going to be a great one. And we want to hear from you. If you want to join us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 619-832-1090. Again, that's the new number to the Mightier 1090, 619-832-1090. Going to get you through this morning. Going to be some great action on the phones. And hey, also, don't forget, hit us on that text line. A great way to participate in Let's Talk Hookup this morning is with the text option. Give us a text. It's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just jump on the app. It's free download anywhere you get your apps, either from the Google Play Store on your Android device, from the App Store on the iPhone. Very easy to find. Give us a text, and we got a bunch of Marty coming through. Going to be a lot of fun. Not only are we taking your phone calls, not only are we taking your texts, we are going to give away a great prize today. One lucky caller is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Get an opportunity to go to fish with Captain Taro and Enable and the whole gang there. Going to be a great one. Hey, you stay tuned. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing, here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past six seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kerner. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations, with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Little mix-up on my part. Gave you the wrong phone number. So phones are already packed. Everybody clearly knew how to get through anyways, probably through the Let's Talk Hookup app. But the new phone number to the Mightier 1090, 213 area code, 432-1090. Again, sorry for the confusion. Correct phone number, 213-432-1090. Phones are already packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Tim. Get in on the fun. And again, one lucky caller is going to win a full-day trip going fishing on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, a great opportunity. And you know, boy, what a great job those guys had. Again, you want to talk about fantastic fishing opportunity on board the Royal Star. How about the season those guys had on the Liberty this year?
I still, and here we go again, I just cannot, you can't imagine it could get better, and then it does.
Yeah, right.
I mean, those guys had the most amazing season. I really have to hand it to the all-day boats. We used to call them the three-quarter day, but I got to hand it to those guys, you know, between Ryan's boat up there, San Diego Seaboard, our Liberty down here, and the Grande over mm-hmm. there. He does the three-quarter days on the Point Loma. Those guys have just done the most amazing job of recruiting new anglers to fishing. For some reason, there's that threshold. You know, I always see it where it's kind of like there's a lot of folks that are hesitant to go on an overnight trip.
Right.
But that all-day trip where you get on the boat in the morning and come back in the evening, that just has opened the door to so many anglers that otherwise wouldn't have experienced tuna fishing.
Totally.
And of course, once they do, they're hooked. You know, then they're ready to go on, you know, a three-day, a seven-day, whatever. But they have done such a good job of introducing new anglers to our style of fishing, and what a great time it is.
Totally.
The guys in the Liberty in particular, I mean, I have not talked to anybody, and you know, I've obviously to get around like you do in the tackle shop, and the feedback from the boat itself, but yeah, in particular the crew, is just so positive all the time.
They just do it right.
They really do. I mean, everybody comes off of there just stoked. Stoked on fishing, stoked on the crew, stoked on the boat, like the whole program. And yeah, that to me is really, you know, speaks to the leadership that Taro, he brings, and you know, he walks the walk, talks the talk.
Totally.
He's down there and just makes sure that everybody has a great time. Those guys, I my hat's off to him. It really is. And I'm as obviously a long range boat owner, as a co-owner of the Landing and co-owner of the Liberty also, I'm just so grateful to all of these guys, because, you know, when it really is important to me that it doesn't matter where an angler goes, whether they go on a half-day boat, whether they go out of Seaforth, whether they go out of H&M, Point Loma's, Fisherman's Landing, I want everyone to have a good time.
Yeah, you want a fisherman.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because we all win. You know, everybody that walks off these boats when they have a good time, they not only do they come back, but they bring a friend too.
Totally.
And they tell 10 friends or 50 friends. So, you know, those guys just have done such an incredible job over there of I call it paying it forward.
Totally.
You know, everybody that walks off that boat, that's a new angler.
You
that's
come
it.
Off the Liberty with a great day of tuna fishing, and you're just frothing to go again. And whatever that next trip may be, maybe it's a 3-day on the Royal Star, or maybe it's another trip on this, whatever, it doesn't matter. The fever really starts down there on a half day.
It does.
Day,
it absolutely does. Yeah. Yeah. And the tuna fever is really what, you know, and this has happened now, what are we, again, 5, 6, 7 years now, where we've had this incredible tuna fishing here, local, meaning, yeah, well within reach of an all-day trip, you know, a two-hour steam, a three-hour steam, and you're in them. You're in
so cool.
You're in acres of foaming tuna.
That's so,
you know,
cool.
I mean, tell me that doesn't just get in somebody's blood, and it's you know, it's forever.
No doubt about
it.
It
is.
No doubt. Well, hey, we got the boss on the line. Pete's on the line. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Tim, Ricky. Well, I just had my COVID test, and hopefully I'll get some negative results here very, very shortly. I was briefly exposed to somebody on Tuesday, to somebody that tested positive on Wednesday. And so out of abundance of caution, just to protect everybody, I went and had a COVID test this morning. You know, I talked to our good friend, Dr. Gary, and he said, you need to let it incubate for 3 days before you really get a true result if you were exposed to somebody. So that's why I waited and had one scheduled this morning to go do it. So I just did it. And hopefully within the next hour, I will have a negative result and join you back in the studio. But
exactly.
But I have some very, very sad news to relate. I'm sure everybody associated in the fishing industry has heard already, and that is the passing of our great friend Jack Nielsen. He passed away Christmas Eve, and you know, it just really took us hard there. Jack was a great friend of mine and a great friend of all kinds of people. I mean, throughout the industry, his standard line, and I think it epitomizes Jack Nielsen. When I would talk to him, I was like, "How you doing, Jack?" And he'd go, "Loving life," and that's what Jack did. He loved life, and you know, he was the guy that everybody wanted to be hanging out with. You know, whenever, whether it be on a long range boat, whether it be down at Rancho Leonero, Palmas de Cortez, wherever, you know, wherever Jack was, that's where everybody wanted to be, because Jack was the coolest guy in town, for sure. He was just a wonderful guy to be with. In fact, I have to relate, you know, every year Bart Hall has a cigar tent at the Fred Hall shows. And cigar tents kind of where a lot of us gather and just kind of yuck it up and talk about and solve many of the world's problems, I might add, too, in the cigar tent during the show, just to, trying to take a break from the craziness of the show. And you know, Jack was a regular participant in the cigar tent. And I got to tell you, when Jack wasn't there, whether he was at Accurate doing work or he had to do something different, it was never the same. It was always the room lit up when Jack was there, and it was, and that's true no matter where he went. I mean, it was just, he just was such a wonderful, wonderful person, and it's just such a huge loss. My heart pours out to his wife Linda and Doug and David, and the whole Accurate crew and the rest of the Nielsen family. It's just a huge loss for them, and a huge, huge loss for a lot of his good friends like myself and a lot of other people in the business and a lot of people in the fishing industry. The fishing industry will not be the same without our buddy Jack Nielsen, for sure.
I don't ever remember a time not seeing that guy with a smile on his face. You know what I mean? You talk about somebody who's just always in a good mood, always doing something fun. He was either he was perpetually coming from or getting ready for his next fun outing. And he just did it right and was so kind to everybody. But just more than anything, that's the thing I thought about. I was so devastated when I read that because he's such a good dude. And I was just kind of thinking about that. And that was the biggest thing that I kept thinking of. Like, that guy literally never didn't have a smile on his face.
Yep, he's just always, because he was loving life. That's the way he lived his life. And you know, fortunately, he went quickly you know, he loved life right to the end. He just got off a 10-day trip. He just got back from a trip to Rancho Leonero. I mean, he's 77 years old and he never stopped. He kept rolling. He was like my idol. It's like, man, you know, I want to be like you in 10 years for sure. Everybody should model their life after the way Jack Nielsen enjoyed his.
Yeah,
I have to say, and again, heartfelt condolences to his family. But you know, everyone looking at the world as it is, and the cup being half full, what an amazing gift to have a person like that as part of all of our lives. And what can we do other than celebrate such an incredible person? I mean, what. I have to just echo everything you guys said and more. Again, I never saw him without a smile on his face, without a kind word. Just, what, God, you know, it just, it evokes very strong emotion and all,
no doubt,
you know, pain for the sudden loss and for his family, for sure. And again, our most heartfelt condolences. But, God, we got to look at the positive of this guy and just remember him in such a positive light. What an amazing individual. And, you know, God bless him, man.
No doubt.
I can't think of him without getting a smile on my face. You know what I'm saying?
Like
everything.
Oh, for sure.
Wherever it was.
He loved to fish. He loved a cigar. He loved a cocktail.
Everything.
He loved to tell a story.
He always had a kind word or a moment that, you know, he always said something positive. Always.
Yeah. Yep.
Never had anything negative to say. He just didn't roll that way, man.
Yeah, totally.
And he
loving life. What's up, Jack?
Loving life. Yeah.
Morning.
Yeah. He, you know.
30. What's up, Jack? Loving life. Man, it's all good.
That's it. Exactly. You know, now he's up there with his good buddy Del Marsh and Leon Todd, and they're catching some fish up there and looking down on us and saying, "I hope those guys catch some bluefin next year." That's for sure.
Amen. Well said, buddy.
Yeah. Well, hey, guys, carry on. I'll maybe see you before the end of the show. And if not, hopefully everything goes good, and I'll see you tomorrow for sure. And, hey, by the way, you don't need me. I mean, you're doing just fine without me, so I just may stand by and join you tomorrow because you guys are doing a great job, and I sure appreciate it.
All right, Pete. Well, best luck on the results. I'm sure they'll come back, and way to go on keeping everything safe and sound, and we'll cover from here. And really appreciate the kind words about Jack, man. Very, very well said and a very good dude.
For sure. Yeah, we will never forget Jack Nielsen.
That's for sure. All right, Pete, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate that. Hey, with that, let's get rolling, man. Phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Tim. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on the Mightier 1090, 213-432-1090. Let's get things started this morning with Pablo calling us from Chula Vista this morning. What's up, Pablo? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, Merry Christmas, guys. Hey, buddy, you're talking about how good the fishing is. I went out Christmas Eve in the morning on the Sea Watch, the half-day boat.
Right.
And we went out not even a mile or so, and there's all these boats around. The skipper says, okay, I got a really good meter mark. Drop your jigs down 100 feet or so. I mean, I'm using that Therese rod that I won from you guys. It's like a 70H and really powerful rod with a Torium 20 that I had on there. And the first fish I got was like 20 pounds. And as soon as the bite stops, the skipper moves, finds another meter mark, drop down. I hook another one. I get two beautiful yellowtail. I can't remember how powerful these fish are. The second one was about 25 pounds. So that was my Christmas Eve fishing.
Christmas
the bite is still on.
Half-day yellowtail in late December. We'll take that. Well, Pablo, glad you had such a great trip, man. That sounds like an awesome one.
You know, I was going to say I had won that AFCO fillet knife. I got those fish home and cleaned them up, got the bone out, the dark meat out. That knife is really a sharp, powerful knife.
That's awesome.
Thanks a lot.
Right on. Well, Pablo, nice going, buddy. Thanks a lot for the phone call, and I'm glad you had such a great trip there. Hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's going on down south in the Baja. It's time for the Catch Report with the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. This report, sponsored by Terrafin, focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin.com. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and more. With Terrafin Mobile, you can download the charts and take it with you on your mobile device. Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com, and let's head down to the Baja with the cast man, Richard Castaneda. What's up, Cass?
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Sad to hear about Jack passing. But like Pete said, I'm sure that Del Marsh is up there waiting for him with open arms.
Yeah.
Showing him all the,
got the band back
showing
together
him all,
again.
Yeah, showing him all the hot spots up there, you know, the best bites going on. I'm sure they're having a ball. But really sad, like Pete said, lost a great gentleman in the fishing industry. First of all, Happy New Year to all of you. I know that this is the last show of the tomorrow will be the last show of the season. And as far as fishing goes, you know, right now the only destination we've got people going to is San Jose del Cabo and Cabo San Lucas. And looks like those striped marlin are making their way down from Mag Bay. Seems like they're starting to pick them up in pretty good numbers now as they come down to the tip and then eventually make the turn there and head up into the Sea of Cortez. So look for that to be I think it's going to be a banner year for striped marlin this year down in that area. Still plenty of wahoo. You know, the other thing that Eric Brixton was mentioning, there's a lot of juvenile wahoo, small guys, and maybe this is a nursery. Who knows? But they haven't seen those numbers of wahoo in that area, especially small ones like that, in a lot of years. So something's going on down there, and I think it's all good for 2021 as far as the wahoo fishing down in that area. Still some scattered tuna, and you know, every now and then they'll pick up a 100-pounder, 150-pounder, but not a lot of the small ones right now, but look for that to get a little better next month or two. And as far as Dorado has been exceptional this year, especially this time of year, unusual to get the bigger Dorado there in that area, but they're getting some 25, 30-pound Dorado down there. Weather's just been fabulous. A lot of people down there right now vacationing. I know we have plans there. Reports different people down there that things are hopping down there, and everybody's, you know, doing the COVID thing, you know, make sure you're wearing your mask and your social distancing. The hotels are going over the top as far as the sanitation, you know, with the different types of sterilization that they're doing down there, and so far so good, and let's hope it continues. But that's my report for 2020, and let's kick 2020 in the butt and get them out of here, and let's bring in 2021, and hopefully we'll get rid of this COVID and get that vaccine going, and we're going to have a wonderful 2021. You guys take care. Good talking with you, and I'll talk to you guys next year.
Well said, Castman. If somebody wants to jump in, get in on some of this wintertime action, get booked up for next year, all the great stuff we got to look forward to, how do we find you at Cast Tours?
Well, first of all, on the web at casttours.com, or check us out, or give me a call at 800-593-6510. And otherwise, Ricky, take care and have a good year.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, Cass. Appreciate it very much. And we will talk to you next week. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, tons of great texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup here. Having a great time this morning. Talking fishing, having a good time. Phones are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk some Royal Star and talk some fishing again. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Arnie. Arnie's calling us from Vista this morning. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Ricky and Tim. How you guys doing? And Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Arnie. Good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to say two thank yous out there. First, I'd like to thank everybody who came out to the CCA Toy and Food Drive for the families on Camp Pendleton. You guys stuffed the minivan. Really appreciate it, and you made things very much easier and nice for people, for the families on Camp Pendleton. So I thank you there. And then Jody and I would like to give a personal thank you to everyone that, while I was in the hospital and recovering from COVID, the people that reached out to us, gave me well wishes, and just checking in on me, Pete included on that, by the way. And we really appreciate the community of the fishing, sport fishing industry out here that reached out to us. And I'm hoping.
No doubt, Arnie. Well, glad to hear that, buddy. Glad you're feeling better. And, yep, great call all the way around, and we appreciate that call very much. And more than anything, glad to hear you're feeling good and back at it.
Yep. And, Tim, I
all right, buddy.
Thank you for the trip on the Royal Star this year that I did for Let's Talk Hookup. It was such a successful trip. And I tell you what, there's the family, the Rumseys, the Wendell family. They came out with us. They brought three generations of them out there, grandfather down to grandsons. And those kids rocked it out there. They had such a great time. And I'm sure we got those kids hooked on bluefin fishing. Gerby got us on some 170-pound class fish that we all kind of tag team. It was a ton of fun, man. Thank you very much.
Great
Absolutely.
Call, Art.
What a great experience. Right on.
That that brings up something fun. How many scenarios did that probably play out? I mean, this is the caliber of fishing you're used to seeing at the Hurricane Bank, you know, great fish like that. Like, how many fun stories must have there been about, you know, two or three buds that went on the trip together and passing their big fish back and forth, and, you know, this one made it through two or three guys, and, you know, I mean, a guy that's spending his first time fishing on the Royal Star, catching a big one, and, you know, all right, Steve, you know, you're up. You don't pass the rod back and forth kind of thing.
A bunch of times.
I'll bet.
Yeah. A bunch of times. Yeah. I mean, I can't even off the top of my head recall how many first-time, you know, novice angler or first-time bluefin fishing got a 200-pounder on a flatfall, you know, or a 180-pounder.
So cool, man.
I'm telling you. And, you know, at nighttime, in the dark, you know, so they I don't want to say it's easy. It's not, you know, because they get really mobile at night. They're really moving around, you know. They don't pull as hard, certainly not as hard as the yellowfin, but you know, like daytime, they have a tendency to go down, you know, they dog you more. That nighttime, I mean, we got a lot of those things quick.
I'm sure.
Like, you can't believe, you know, it's like, oh, guys hooked on the bow and, you know, yarding on them up there, a couple of guys, and 5 minutes, 8 minutes later, they come walking back, you know, three gaffers. Like, what's going on up there, man? They haul in this 250-pounder. Like, oh, my God. Really? You know, they get up under the boat and the lights and just go berserk, man. They're up and down the rail, you know. Of course, times six or eight going. You can imagine the excitement of that. But it's amazing how many anglers caught their, you know, 200-pounder or 250-pounder or 190-pounder, just like, hey, there it is. Good for you.
I definitely remember seeing, especially, you know, photos from the Royal Star. You guys do such a good job taking pictures on the trip. Like, I remember seeing some giant fish, too, that were caught on gear that had no business catching a giant.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
50-pound reel, and here's a guy posing with his 250-pounder, you know,
nothing
with a relatively
it.
Small two-speed and a flatfall hanging out of
yeah.
his mouth.
Yeah, didn't expect that.
That's so cool. That's so much fun. Well, great call, Arnie, and I'm glad you had such a good trip on the Royal Star there. We had a fun text come through for Tim. Said, good morning and Merry Christmas, guys. This is Dan from Ramona. Captain Tim, how do you go about releasing fish on the Royal Star, whether an angler is choosing to do so or we've achieved limits? And also, does Fisherman's Processing have their new address yet?
Fisherman's Processing does have their new address. We're still waiting for the power to come on, for the lights to come on, if you will. So I'm going to have to, maybe Sean can shoot us a quick
yeah,
text
we'll
or something like
the show's
that.
Over for sure.
Yeah, and shoot it out there. We are occupying our new location. However, the doors aren't officially open as far as business going in and out of there. Out in some cases, because we still have fish from the summer that anglers are picking up.
Sure.
But we can't have any walk-in business yet. We're still waiting for our final walkthrough. Going back, the releasing fish.
Yeah, how do you release?
Hey, the vast majority of smaller fish, obviously, you just haul it by hand and gently grab it by the back of the neck and take the hook out and let it go. But those bigger ones, and we've been doing this for a long time. You guys remember we ran those tagging trips on Royal Star for a lot of years, so we probably have a lot more practice at releasing fish, in particular tuna, than most of the guys down here. It's actually pretty simple. You have one of the crew members takes the rod, another crew member with a gaff, we hook the hook of the gaff into, you know, you go along the side of the line or the jig or the hook parallel to the fish alongside its face, and you pull in opposite directions. If, you know, the crew member holds a rod tip down, and with the gaff you yank in opposite directions.
The rod's like down and to the right, and the gaff's like up and to the left.
That's right. It's two hooks together going the opposite direction, and just pink, it pops the hook right out.
No kidding.
Yeah, the vast majority of the time it works great. And you know, if we just can't get it out, then you get the gaff hook again. pin in the bend of a hook,
right.
And you just start twisting.
Ah, okay,
and
sure.
You just twist the gaff until, you know, the line pops out, you know, busts off, or the hook comes out,
yeah.
One of the two. It's really, I mean, it's efficient. We do it with it, you know, if a shark grabs a marauder down below or something like that, or, I mean, it's
not anything new to
billfish, you.
You
know, it's very, very... It's efficient.
Okay.
And most of the time the hook comes out, which is great. You know, it's great for everybody. I'm happy. I still have my hook. You know, the fish is happy. He's not towing that thing around
yeah.
the side of his mouth. Yeah.
That's cool.
We've got a lot of practice at it. So, and it gives me a great opportunity at this point to mention the number of anglers who actually practiced catch and release this year was fantastic.
Oh, no
kidding. And our day, you know, the old days of measuring the success of the trip by the size of the pile we bring back are long, long
yeah,
gone.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to, you know, I think of the classic boat saying that I have to censor for the air, but let's just say, you know, no one's going to be any taller, you know, when they get back to the dock, you know, because they've got 10 more fish on the deck. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? It's like, if you guys want to release fish, which a lot of anglers choose to do now, because how much can you keep? You know, I'm always, I encourage everyone, like, think about how much you can effectively use,
right.
You know, and when you've got what you want, go ahead and release the rest.
Yeah, kick them back.
Yeah, we're happy to do it, and I there's no reason nowadays to, you know, keep a fish for charity, if you will. Hey, you know, we're not out there fishing to feed the hungry. We're
right.
we're out there for our recreation, and, you know, get what you want, get what you need for your family and your friends, and then let the rest go.
That's cool.
Go ahead.
That's way cool. It's been a number of years, you know, gone since you guys did the tagging trips, but what a cool thing that is. And I just can't imagine, like, what was, because you physically hauled those big fish on board the boat to put the tag in, right? It wasn't just like the poke a tag in them and go away. Like, that fish, those fish actually came on board the boat?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're talking giant yellowfin tuna.
Yeah, and I still have, I mean, I have the most epic photos, you know, the library of photographs from those trips. It's, you know, I think back about the various times in accomplishments, achievements, what we've, you know, what we've contributed to you know, our fishery, and that is by far the most significant, the most incredible
yeah.
experience that I've ever had personally, professionally as a fisherman, the most gratifying, the most valuable, and what we did. I mean, you think about that the caliber of that fishing, and to manage it, hauling those fish on the boat, devising
yeah.
a system. We had the big scoops rigged up just like a braille on a tuna boat with a mast or with a boom down, and leading a 300 pounder into a scoop.
Yeah, you're putting it's like a trout, like you're sliding a trout into the little green net. You're doing that with a 300 pound tuna.
Yeah, hooking up the harness and, you know, just yarding it on board and, you know, measuring it, tagging it, sliding it back out. We did those for 6 years. It was originally proposed as a 10-year study, but we were so successful and we deployed so many tags and had such great recovery rates that after 6 years they just said, "Hey, we've got enough data." Yeah, so we put an end to it. That was the Revia project.
So for you know, new anglers that have gotten into the sport in the last couple of years, probably not even aware of that. It was a true scientific study that you participated in.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like, hey, we'll put some tags in and see what's what. I mean, you guys were aiding the scientific community and tracking and fish stock and all that kind of stuff.
That's right. It was a collaboration between the Fisheries Institute in Mexico and the Tuna Commission up here in the U.S. It was a collaborative study to determine movements, you know, habits, you know, habitat utilization of fish within that whole Revia area.
Right.
So, you know, the idea was to get as many tags out as possible and then collect that data. I want to say that the number of the electronic tags, it was over 500, if I remember right. It may have been more than
no
that
kidding.
Of the electronics. And then the conventional tags we put out, you know, thousands of
yeah.
those things, yeah, over the course of that 6 years. But no, it was a legitimate study. And the one before that, actually part of a larger study, this tagging of Pacific pelagics,
okay.
that was headed up by, it was like through Monterey Bay. It was a bigger study, but regardless, it was part of a legitimate program. You know, I've had a number of anglers over the years. They ask me, "Hey, when are you guys going to do the next tagging thing?" And it's like, well, anytime you know scientists if they've got an idea to do a study and collect data on you know maybe using a different type of tag, whatever.
Sure.
We're available. You know, 365 days a year.
You're going fishing.
To participate. But yeah, I mean, they actually approached us.
Yeah. What a cool thing that you got to do, the boat got to do, the anglers got to be a part of it, and it was just a shared experience by everybody.
I remember talking with the head scientist, Kurt Schaefer, from the Tuna Commission about it, and he was back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and, you know, we just kicking ideas around. He's a really good friend of mine also, and we had met on Royal Polaris. He had done some tagging on there down at Clipper back in the mid-80s. But we talked about the prospect of taking a trip out with anglers for the sole purpose of tag and release. And, you know, back in the late 80s,
yeah,
90s,
that was the time
it was like that wasn't going to happen.
That's not going to fly.
That was not going to fly. You know, I mean, that was
when the trip was measured by how big your pile was.
Exactly. So it wasn't even it wasn't even a prospect. But, you know, as we got into the 21st century, I remember talking with Kurt about it, saying, you know, I think this thing, like, we got a great opportunity here.
Totally.
I think this thing would fly. And the first three, and we participated in this top study, which we got a bunch of tags out. I want to say that was 3 or 4 years. That was on a voluntary basis. Kurt and at the time his assistant Danny Fuller, they would come out on a regular trip, like a 10-day, mm-hmm. and then it was just, hey, if anybody wants to volunteer their fish to be tagged and released, you know, the guys from the Tuna Commission were here, and you know they gave a talk on what they were doing the whole thing on the way down, and the response was overwhelming.
I was going to ask, what was the level of participation
overwhelming.
Like on that?
It was, you know, we first thought, well, you know, it'll be a few, you know, we'll see how it goes, and as it turned out, we're catching tuna. It's like, hey, I got one for you. We had so many. It was like, no, you can go ahead and keep that one. We've got five waiting here backed up. So that's what triggered the idea of, hey, let's do a trip, you know, in the reserve, because, you know, there was such an incredible abundance of fish, and it was an opportunity to deploy tags in a protected area. So the idea was that they would have a chance to disperse and spend, you know, more time at liberty without getting caught right away. And it was a tremendous accomplishment.
That's cool.
It was a tremendous achievement in that respect. But, you know, going back to the actual fishing and just adapting our way of doing things and again expanding our knowledge. I mean, who would have thought that you could have pulled that off? You know what I mean?
No way.
On that scale.
The thing that blew me away was you guys would say that, you know, obviously everybody, you know, that's the end of the epic battle and the fish circling and getting into the, you know, keeping it out of the wheels, under the boat, and the end game on a big one is such like this tense battle. And I just remember the stories of you guys saying that, like, well, after that was done, they just kind of lay there, and, you know, stories of you and Gerby, like, just, well, the ones in the bow would be a lot easier for us to deal with in the stern. Just let's just drag it down here. And so, like, the battle is over, and you still got a 200-pound tuna, and, well, let's just drag it to the stern. It'll be easier to get them in the scoop that way.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah. 150-pound with eight going, and we got the tagging thing going. It's all, and you know, it's tuna fishing, big tuna, you know, just crazy with fish going around the boat, and somebody up in the bow. I got one up here, so you just drag it back, man. You know, it's like, what? Yeah, it's like 150. He's dragging it back like a dog on a leash. You know, I got one right here. Look over the side. Jesus. You didn't tell me he was that big. You know?
That's so cool. I dig it. That's a lot of fun. Well, great text. Appreciate it very much. Let's jump into the phones and talk to Mike. Mike's calling us from Torrance this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Hey, Tim. How you guys doing today?
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Good, good. Hey, last year at this time, I was just getting on the Royal Star for a 3-day, and I got to end up the end of the decade with some 50-pound bluefin and a great trip with Brian. And you know, the group of anglers were on there were super people, and the food was wonderful. The Royal Star is a class act, no doubt. But I wanted to thank Let's Talk Hookup for close to 30 years of entertainment and fishing knowledge. I think you guys as ambassadors to the fishing world, congratulations to returning on the Mighty 1090. A lot of people have been missing out without the radio. It's such a instrument to get out the fishing world to people. It's been a tough year for a lot of people, but luckily we can go out and fish for bluefin and yellowfin and yellowtail and halibut and dorados and calicos and surf fishing, and what more could you want? It helps entertain us, and it's a positive thing when we need some good things to look at. So thank you very much, and Happy New Year's and Merry Christmas to everyone.
That's rad, Mike. Well, thanks for the kind words, buddy. Couldn't agree with you more, man. Appreciate it very much, and we thank you, man. Let's Talk Hookup certainly wouldn't be here without guys like yourself and everybody out there, and it's been a great ride in almost 30 years, and, I've enjoyed every minute of my ride, and I know I speak the same for Pete. So appreciate the phone call, buddy, very much. Appreciate it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more with Tim from Royal Star. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mic. Here, 1090.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there's only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year. With all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.